Hi, we're checking back through the events of January 23rd, the day in 1977 when Carole King's Tapestry album broke another record, passing 302 weeks on the US charts. It's still one of the biggest selling albums of all time.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
It's the anniversary of the start of this iconic 80s TV show. Yep, we were introduced to Hannibal, B.A. Baracus, Face and Murdoch for the first time on this day in 1983, The A-Team.
It's brilliant. They'll never think we're crazy enough to do it.
Oh, you're so romantic, Colonel.
And you're so crazy, fool.
Birthdays, former federal ALP leader and Governor-General from 1989 to 1996, Bill Hayden is 87 today.
To have made not too many, but some mistakes. And that way one can recall that one is very human.
Glenn Wheatley is 72, one of the biggest names in Australian music. He was the bass guitarist with Master's Apprentices before going into management and relaunching the career of John Farnham.
Time will tell. You know, we're all very confident, of course. We feel that it's going to work.
Richard Dean Anderson is 70. For years, he was on General Hospital and starred in the Stargate TV series. But for most of us, he'll always be MacGyver.
Three seatbelts left in that crate? Rig up a couple of harnesses for us.
Cheap Trick lead singer Robin Zander is 67. They had hits with The Flame and Don't Be Cruel. This was their first hit. Actress Tiffany Amber Thiessen is 46. She starred in Saved by the Bell and Beverly Hills 90210.
You know, I'm really glad I came here with you tonight. You're so decent, a gentleman.
And recently retired AFL player Jared Roughead celebrates his 33rd birthday. He won four flags with Hawthorn.
Can the skipper put them in front with anything? He does.
Finally, actor Rutger Hauer was also born on this day. Best remembered for the movies Lady Hawk, The Hitcher, and Blade Runner. He died in 2019 at the age of 75.
We'll be lost in time like tears in rain.
Remembering Rutger Hauer on January 23rd.